Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We continue working on some of those Old Testament stories, looking at them through the lens of the finished work of Christ. I want to go back to the potter's house from Jeremiah chapter 18, where God used an object lesson, sort of an illustrated sermon, to teach the prophet Jeremiah an important lesson about the nature of God. He sent Jeremiah to a local potter's house to watch the potter work the clay on the wheel. The lesson was regarding Israel as a nation, that no matter how bad that they had become through sin and disobedience, God could always make them into a new vessel again. It's not in the nature of God to simply destroy and start over, because if God were destructive, he would have wiped Adam and Eve off the earth and started fresh. Even the destruction of the earth and the inhabitants of the earth in the time of Noah was done to keep the seed pure for the coming Messiah. It wasn't for the judgment of sins. God's default position in dealing with man has always been and always will be mercy. When the potter works with clay to form a lovely finished product, he must observe a few important rules. First, he must choose good, pliable clay. That's a must. The product with which he's working has a large role to play in the final vessel, and in us, God has placed his very breath, so when he deals with humanity, he has chosen clay that has the qualities of God already inside. He will not save the world through angels, he will not save it through animals, but he'll save it through us, Christ in us, you and I, the church. What an honor. The potter must also have a ready supply of water on hand, because it makes the clay moist and usable. The water is the water of the Word. Jesus uses that water to wash off his church in Ephesians 5. He said to his disciples in John 15:3 that we are made clean by his words. When he speaks to us, he speaks words of beauty and love, washing the dross and the filth off of us so that we're usable. It's also important that the clay remain in the center of the wheel. When the potter spins the wheel, the clay has a tendency to lean to one side or the other, and the further from the center that the clay is, the more difficult that it is to create a vessel without any flaws. Well, I like to use the sort of the mnemonic device, the very center of God's will is the center of the potter's wheel. The essence of Christianity is wrapped up in this knowledge. Jesus said in John 17:4, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's the will of God. If an imperfection arises in the clay, causing it to become marred and unusable, the potter can simply remove it and toss it aside. The potter that Jeremiah watches has such an imperfection arise, but instead of throwing it out, this was the lesson God wants to show Jeremiah. Chapter 18, verse 4, he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Well, when you and me are marred and imperfect in our actions and our lifestyle, the Father does not toss us out, but rather continues to fashion us into who he wants us to be. When God chose you, this is good news, Romans 8:29, he conformed you to the image of his Son. He's literally fashioning you to look like Jesus. So I ask you, do you see problem areas in your life? Are there things that appear to be imperfections in your spirit, man? Don't fear. Your Father is a great potter, and he still has a finished product in mind. Just be still and know that he's God, and you will be what Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. You will be meet for the master's use, M-E-E-T. You will be exactly what the master wants you to be. Just believe that. Be at rest today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.